This week in Palestine, Israeli occupation forces continued to invade villages, kill people, injure people, and prevent Palestinians' freedom of movement. They've particularly been going after Jenin, the city, the camp, and the villages surrounding it, and Nablus as well. And of course, the Gaza Strip, as usual, is under intense attack. Right now, just at 7:05 p.m. here, Saturday, the Israeli soldiers opened fire in a village called Betfarik near Nablus, and they killed a 14-year-old boy. His name is Ahmed Halani. Now, this week, the IOF has killed about 20 people, maybe more. Sometimes, sadly, it's hard to keep track. They also demolished about 50 houses in Rafah this week. This is a town that's already lost so many houses, it's hard to imagine how they could find more to keep demolishing. It's just been horrific. Also, the there have been upwards of 200 people held for the last 48 hours at gunpoint in Yamun village near Jenin. They haven't been able to take futur, their breakfast for Ramadan. They haven't been able to do anything. Israeli occupation forces have also taken two elderly women who are the mothers of people that they say are wanted. Of course, this is they're being held hostage as a way to make the sons come and turn themselves into the occupation army. They also have taken several of the brothers and other family members and random people in the towns and around Jenin. This is a severe siege that's going on in Jenin, and all the while, it doesn't look like the situation is going to get any better. What a lot of the talk now also is of the new government, and it's trying to get underway. This government is in place now because, of course, Sharon wouldn't speak with President Arafat, so they had to find someone else. Abu Mazen, he quit. He didn't turn out to be the stooge that the Israelis wanted him to be, and now Abu Allah is in place. And many people here say that they don't think that there will be anything different in this government than what we've seen in the past. The idea that the Palestinians are supposed to change their governments to suit the whims of the Israeli government is absurd at this point, seeing as how the Palestinian people are under siege, are still stuck in their towns, are not able to freely move, and are under attack. So today we're going to talk with Aladdin from the Palestinian Satellite Channel. He's a journalist from Bit Jala in the West Bank. We're going to just talk about the situation and see where we go from there. Thanks for being with us, Ella. So, for starters, whatever you want, let us know what's going on here.
Our situation is very bad here. We are the Israeli army dealing with us like animals. If you want to go our city, outside the city, you need a permission. If you want to go to close with your guards, you want to get new permissions from the Israeli army. Maybe one a day, if you want to go to bathroom, you have to took permission from the Israeli army. Our situation is very difficult. I want just to give a message for all the world and the President Bush and all the leaders in this world. Our situation is very bad. The problem not for us, not for our leaders. The problem just from the Sharon and the Israeli government. They didn't want a peace process to go ahead. I won't speak now in Arabic. Maybe I give you a full message by using Arabic language. بوجه حياتي لكل من يسمعنا في هذه اللحظات نحن الشعب الفلسطيني لا نزال صامدين على هذه الأرض نحن لا ننظر إلا لسلام عادل وشامل على هذه الأرض الفلسطينية نحن نعاني ما لم تعانيه البشرية جمعاء على امتداد العالم أجمع. القوات الإسرائيلية، الاحتلال الإسرائيلي يدمر كل شيء، يقتل الحجر والشجرة والإنسان، ومع ذلك لازلنا صامدين. في هذه اللحظات إذا أردت الخروج من بيتك إلى خارج بيتك، إلى خارج مدينتك، تحتاج إلى تصريح من قبل قوات الاحتلال الإسرائيلية. إذا أردت أن تتعبد إلى الله أو تقترب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، يجب أن تأخذ تصريح من القوات الإسرائيلية. وفي يوم من الأيام، وهذا غير ببعيد عن قوات الاحتلال الإسرائيلية، هناك احتمال بأن إذا أردت أن تذهب إلى الحمام أجلكم الله تحتاج إلى تصريح. ولكن نوجه رسالة لكل العالم أجمع، رسالة وهي صرخة في نفس اللحظة. هنالك لا يزال شعب كامل يقبع تحت الاحتلال، وهو الشعب الوحيد في العالم أجمع، أمام مرأة وأعين العالم وقيادات العالم. الرئيس الأمريكي جورج بوش يخرج إلى الشاشات ويندد بأي إسرائيلي يقتل، بينما أطفالنا تقتل وتهدر دماء نسائنا وشيوخنا على مرأة من جميع العالم، ومع ذلك لا يحرك ساكنا. نطالب بقوات حماية دولية، نطالب برفع هذا الاحتلال الغاصب عن أرضنا الفلسطينية، ونقول إننا ننتظر يوم الحرية، يوم الفرج، وأنه إن شاء الله لقريب جدا. ونوعد كل الأبناء الحرية في العالم أجمع أننا صامدون على هذه الأرض الطاهرة طالما بقي فينا طفل يرضع. وشكرا.
You're a journalist, and I know that journalists in general are treated in much of the same way as other Palestinians are, that your press card doesn't necessarily protect you from the Israeli soldiers and their ill treatment. Last night, a friend of ours was talking at great length about his friend being shot in Iraq by American soldiers when they were trying to simply get pictures with their cameras, and the American soldier shot him. This is a Palestinian journalist who has been shot by Israeli soldiers in the West Bank upwards of 50 times. The friend of ours who was talking about it was shot, said that he'd been shot 7 times. Also, these people have been beaten severely. We looked at pictures of Israeli settlers attacking journalists. We looked at pictures of Israeli soldiers shooting journalists, and went through the gamut of the treatment that Palestinian journalists are getting here. I'm wondering if, as a journalist, if you can speak to any of that and talk about what it's like for you to try to work as a journalist here under these conditions when you're under attack.
Our working is very hard, very terrible, first of all, if you want to be a Palestinian journalist, you have to know many things. First of all, you have to know the Israeli army will kill you one a day. They will put you under a risk one a day. You will be like a terrorist in Israeli democracy. Every time we are hearing about Israeli democracy, but we will go to make our job, to make our report, to make an interview with anyone. You have you have to face many checkpoints. The Israeli army, maybe they shoot you in any time. We have a difficult working here in Palestine, but at all, we are working for our freedom. We are working for our kids, for our future, for our hope. We have a hope. We have a hope for freedom at all, and we don't care about the Israeli attack and the Israeli apartheid. And in Arabic. أنا بحب أقول إحنا كصحفيين فلسطينيين بنواجه عدة مشاكل. أهم هذه المشاكل هي بداية أنت كصحفي فلسطيني يجب أن تعرف أنك في يوم من الأيام قد تتعرض للقتل من قبل الاحتلال الإسرائيلي، قد تتعرض للاعتقال، قد تتعرض لأن تخسر حياتك من أجل دفاعك عن حقوق شعبك وعن أمنيات شعبك نحو الحرية والسلام والاستقرار. مع ذلك نحن نعمل في ظروف صعبة للغاية، لا نستطيع الحصول على أي تصريح تخولنا الوصول إلى مناطق الأحداث، ومع ذلك نعمل بكل جد وبكل تضحية وبكل وفاء لدماء هذا الشعب الفلسطيني. نحن طوقون لأن نرصد يوما بيوم ولحظة بلحظة كل الاعتداءات الإسرائيلية تجاه شعبنا الفلسطيني. نوجه رسالة كصحفيين فلسطينيين إلى كل أحرار العالم أننا هنا باقون على العهد، باقون حتى نرصد الممارسات العنصرية الإسرائيلية التي طالت كما قلت سالفا طالت الحجر والشجر والإنسان، ولن ننحني إلا لوجه الله سبحانه وتعالى. وشكرا مرة ثانية.
Thanks for speaking with us, Alaaddin from Bajala. I wanted to add a note about Ahmed Halani, who was Israeli soldiers just shot and killed in Beit Farik village near Nablus. He's a 14-year-old boy. After the Israeli soldiers shot and killed him, they ran over his body with their military jeep. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.